What's up, ODs and eyewear lovers? We're talking the latest trends in tech and eye care, so sit back, relax, and defocus.
Well, hello, and welcome to the Defocus Media Podcast. I'm Dr. Jennifer Lyerly, and I'm an optometrist in Cary, North Carolina. And I'm joined here with an optometrist who is an expert when it comes to dry eye. He's the founder of Advanced Eye Care and Eyewear Gallery in Pismo Beach, California. And he's a Tear from the Ocular Surface Society Global Ambassador, in addition to being a founder of the Ocular Surface Academy. Please welcome to our podcast, Dr. Scott Schachter.
Thank you very much.
It is such an honor to be joined here with you today. And I'd like to mention that this podcast is sponsored by Alcon, and both myself and Dr. Schachter have been compensated for participating. I know when we talk about your career, you are doing so much in the world of dry eye. How did you get involved with being a TFOS ambassador?
Well, good question. You might have to ask Amy Sullivan how she decided to choose me, but I've really been in the dry eye world since probably around 2011 or 12 when I developed a real passion for putting that into my practice, recognizing the significance of dry eye, how it can affects our patients' quality of life as well as the quality of their vision. So I made it a real priority in my practice. And from there, it just sort of snowballed and turned into what it is today.
In your own private practice, how have you found that dry eye has become a vital component of what you offer in patient care?
Well, we incorporate validated questionnaires. We hand out validated questionnaires to every patient. And I use a modified speed questionnaire. DEQ-5 is a good one too. But I think it's very important to use something that's validated as opposed to asking just, are your eyes dry? Because symptoms vary. Vision fluctuation has a big part of that, and patients don't always recognize that. So screening is critical. And I think once you start looking for that routinely on your patients, and again, if you're old enough to read this questionnaire, we're going to have you fill it out. I had a patient last week, an 11-year-old boy, who came in to me. His eyes were bugging him, and he said it's when he's playing video games. And I asked him, after how many hours does this bother you? And he said after about 6 hours, his eyes start to bother him, which was pretty crazy. And we talk about lifestyle intervention, but people are staring at devices all the time. And I think that's really a big culprit, and everyone is subjected to that.
Like you said, dry eye knows no age, it knows no gender, and we have to be looking for it in everyone, especially if they're doing 6 hours of screen time at age 11.
Right. Not to mention antihistamines and birth control and antidepressants. And I mean, there's just numerous risk factors. We talk about dry eye being multifactorial, and it really is. So I think so many people are at risk for dry eye.
Today, we're going to talk about managing dry eye, which is a really interesting and increasingly important topic in eye care. Current estimates are that about 30 million people in the U.S. suffer from symptoms of dry eye. And we know that dry eye has real effects economically and in terms of our patients' quality of life. So finding ways to effectively manage symptoms is important from a broad healthcare perspective.
It's also important from the perspective of the individual doctor. What we do for people dealing with dry eye can have a big impact on their ocular health and quality of life, for that matter, how they feel and what they think about the job we're doing for them. The first challenge with dry eye is patient awareness. In my experience, there are lots of patients with dry eye symptoms who don't understand that it can be a serious condition and that there are good options to help them get relief from their symptoms.
Definitely. Effective dry eye management is so important that the Tear Film Ocular Surface Society sponsored a committee of 150 dry eye experts to develop the TFOS DUCE 2 report, which was released back in 2017. This report takes an extremely in-depth look at the current evidence related to all aspects of dry eye, and the committee provides important evidence-based recommendations for doctors managing dry eye.
Absolutely. And one of the things that the TFOS DUCE 2 report makes clear, artificial tears are a key part of the solution when it comes to managing dry eye symptoms. They are a step one approach. Of course, there are lots of artificial tear options, which can create practical challenges. From the doctor's point of view, artificial tear selection has typically been based on whether the patient's dry eye is primarily evaporative or aqueous deficient. Dry eye subtyping, however, may not always be time or resource efficient.
That's so true. Differentiating between aqueous deficient and meibomian gland evaporation problems with dry eye can be very complicated in the exam setting in the slit lamp. But we're also finding that maybe trying to differentiate into two different buckets isn't actually supported by the science. The key thing to mention here is that the TFOS DEUCE 2 has also clarified our understanding of the mechanisms of dry eye. It's clear that while both evaporative and aqueous efficient forms of dry eye exist, there's a lot of overlap, and a large proportion of patients have mixed dry eye, which is a combination of both evaporative and aqueous efficient dry eye types.
That's really important. And one of the things it suggests is that an artificial tear that can help address both aqueous insufficiency and the lipid deficiency that contributes to evaporative issues could be a very useful tool and could really help simplify the choice for doctors and for patients.
And for me, that's where Systane Complete comes in. I love being able to recommend it to my patients because it's unique. It's designed for all major types of dry eye. Its uniqueness lies in a combination of core Systane technologies with Alcon's innovative nanodroplet technology.
That's right. Systane Complete starts with the lubricant propylene glycol, which is its active ingredient. It also includes a polar phospholipid and mineral oil, inactive ingredients that can help deliver the active ingredient over the surface of the eye. In addition, Systane Complete features HP guar, a unique polymer that forms a cross-linked elastic matrix when instilled on the surface of the eye. Coming back to DFOS DEUCE 2, the report identifies all of these components as beneficial in dry eye management.
It does. The other key element when it comes to Systane Complete is its unique nanodroplet technology, which helps create an advanced system for the delivery of the ingredients that you just mentioned. The nanoemulsion process used to make Systane Complete results in a mineral oil emulsion with nano-sized droplets. That's on a scale of nanometers. Okay, so we're talking super, super small. Here's how I like to describe it. Pretend you have a glass, and you can fill that glass up with 10 golf ball size ice cubes. Now imagine instead of the ice cubes being golf ball size, those ice cubes are the size of a pearl. Instead of 10 ice cubes, you can now fit hundreds, maybe even thousands of them inside the same glass. And that's the power of nanodroplet technology. By making the droplets inside Systane Complete significantly smaller, more droplets can be delivered to the surface of the eye.
Exactly. And more droplets per unit volume means more surface area for the different ingredients to bind to. Because polar phospholipids and HP guar stick to the droplets, it means that there's more phospholipid and HP guar than you get in a solution with larger droplets. This is incredibly important. Remember that HP guar forms that cross-linked meshwork and helps hold the lubricant on the surface of the eye. More HP guar means better cross-linking and persistence of the elastic matrix that it forms on the eye. Functionally, this translates to strong retention of the lubricant and protection against tear evaporation.
So if we were to boil it down, Systane Complete has a concentration of key ingredients and nanodroplet technology not found in any other artificial tear currently available. And this results in an artificial tear designed for the kind of rapid hydration and long-lasting relief that patients with dry eye need.
And it's designed to support all layers of the tear film and therefore help manage symptoms of all major types of dry eye. Again, this can simplify the choice for doctors when it comes to artificial tears. Think about the convenience of having a single go-to artificial tear, regardless of whether a patient's dry eye is aqueous deficient, evaporative, or mixed.
Exactly, and it's also important to note that the data agree with the mechanistic benefits of Systane Complete. In a comparative in vitro study looking at Systane Complete versus two other lipid-containing artificial tears, in this case Refresh Optive Advanced and Soothe XP, Systane Complete was superior to both with respect to measures of cellular hydration and surface lubrication.
Yes, so it's not surprising to me that when I get patients using Systane Complete, they love it. We actually dose it in the chair, and I love being able to recommend it to them.
No question. Systane Complete makes the choice simple, and it provides the kind of relief that I want my patients to expect from an artificial tear.
The other thing to remember about Systane Complete is that it does not contain the preservative benzyl conium chloride, or BAK. This is important because chronic exposure to BAK can negatively impact the ocular surface, and the TFOS DEUCE 2 report indicates that patients with dry eye should avoid using artificial tears that contain this preservative.
That's a good point. Dry eye is an ocular surface issue, so there's no need to risk complicating management by using an artificial tear with a preservative like BAK that can have unwanted effects on the surface of the eye. I don't want my patients putting in a drop that has an additive, a preservative in there, that might make their dry eye worse. So we've talked about why Systane Complete is an excellent choice for patients dealing with dry eye, but let's bring it back to putting this into practice. One of the challenges that doctors often face, particularly when it comes to artificial tears, is getting our patients to go out and actually get the specific product that we've recommended that can help address their needs.
Absolutely. And in a way, who can blame them? The shelves are full of artificial tear options. So it's easy as a consumer to get confused or if you happen to look at the ingredients list, convince yourself to pick up the store brand and save a few dollars. But there are things that we can do to make sure patients are using the artificial tear that we've recommended. First, we can take the time to educate patients about dry eye, what it is, what causes it, and be clear about the fact that it can get worse if something's not done about it. And this is where, in my practice, I utilize my staff to sit down and explain to patients, educate them about what's wrong with them and what we're doing about it.
So important. And in my experience, once they have a better understanding of dry eye and that the right approach can actually alleviate their symptoms, patients take treatment recommendations from us as their doctors a lot more seriously. In my practice, I have them, you know, I have the drop sample in the chair and I like to use it when they're in the exam chair with me so they can feel and see that difference. But then I ask them, okay, so take a picture of this with your phone, because they may not have a coupon or a sample bottle with them when they go to the store to buy more drops. But they are going to have their cell phone with them and they can pull that picture back up and make sure they're getting that exact same drop that I've recommended. The main thing is making sure that they understand what artificial tear we're recommending and why we're recommending it, so that they aren't as confused by those labels that, you know, generics often have on the shelves, like compare to. It's not the same technology. Like we've discussed before, Systane Complete is really unique in the both the ingredients that it's using and in that nano droplet technology that's being employed. In the case of Systane Complete, I tell my patients that it's a unique drop using advanced technology that really can provide the type of long-lasting symptom relief that they're looking for.
No doubt. As doctors, we understand that all artificial tears are not equal. And by passing this knowledge on to patients, we can make a big difference. The other thing that we need to be clear about with patients is how we want them to use the product we've recommended. I like to have patients use artificial tears on a regular schedule.
Absolutely. All you have to do is give patients the chance to try it. It's good for them and it's good for us as practitioners. If we can effectively manage patients' dry eye symptoms, we're making an important difference for them, which gives them confidence that we as their doctor are going to give them excellent care across the board. And of course, as advancements in dry eye management continue to emerge, it's important to continue to take advantage of these to help give patients the best chance for success that we can. Anyone looking for more information about Systane Complete and the entire family of Systane products can visit myalcon.com or talk to your Alcon sales representative about ways to help more patients experience real dry eye relief.
The other really important thing for all doctors to recommend is that patients dealing with dry eye symptoms are already coming to see you in your practice every day. Factors that can contribute to dry eye, like spending time in dry home or office environments, aging, frequent digital device use are everywhere. And with Systane Complete, you have a tool that can really help patients out, whether they have aqueous deficient, evaporative, or mixed dry eye.
Thank you, Dr. Schechter, so much for your time today, and we always enjoy learning from you.
Okay, it's a wrap. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to hang out with Defocus Media. We hope something resonated with you today. Please subscribe to our podcast and remember, we keep it 2020 around here, pun intended. We look forward to seeing you next time.